Hey everyone, I'm having some fun with this episode, trying to add some levity and hopefully a smile to what I know is a stressful time for you. You can listen to my breakdown of the Batman versus Joker interview scene from The Dark Knight. It might be better to watch this one via video. I have links to all my social media pages where this video is posted. All those links are in this episode's description. Choose your favorite spot, enjoy the video, and subscribe while you're there. I post 2 videos every week, so you can also stay connected with me there. And if you enjoy this, please share or repost it. Now for my breakdown of Batman versus the Joker. Maybe, just maybe, you'll learn something from this iconic scene. Sometimes interviews feel like this. As a former executive recruiter, search firm owner, and director of talent acquisition, I've interviewed over 7,000 candidates, and I'm going to use my insight and experience to break down the interview between the Joker and Batman. Yes, the Joker is confident, maybe too confident. It's important to demonstrate humility and share credit on projects with coworkers. He's dressed well for his interview, which I think the Batman appreciates. However, it's essential to choose your makeup well and go for a professional, minimal look. The Joker remains calm and composed. He exudes confidence, which is an essential trait for the position in question. He doesn't appear phased, even when faced with physical threats from Batman. The Joker is also clear in communicating his motivations and beliefs. His viewpoint on chaos and the inherent nature of humans was effectively conveyed. He positioned himself as an agent who reveals the true nature of people when they're pushed to their limits. The Joker had a deep understanding of Batman's values and principles. He knew Batman wouldn't kill him, and he exploited that fact throughout their interview. Researching your potential employer and the recruiter that will be interviewing you is essential. Even when Batman used physical force on the Joker didn't lose his temper or composure. This level of professionalism and poise will help you stand out during your interview as a candidate that can perform under pressure. However, the Joker did make some minor mistakes during the interview, which are worth noting. I don't believe the Joker gave any credit to his teammates, who seem very dedicated to me. None of us can do it all alone, not even the Joker. He should have said something. A job interview typically requires a certain level of cooperation between the interviewer and interviewee. The Joker, however, was often combative and elusive, making it difficult for Batman to gain clear information. Violence in the workplace is never a good thing, and the Batman's physical aggression towards the Joker is a significant violation of workplace ethics. Using physical force is unprofessional and could lead to serious repercussions and even lawsuits. Both parties were largely speaking past each other. Batman sought actionable intelligence about the Joker's plans, while the Joker aimed to manipulate and provoke Batman. This led to a lack of productive discourse. Maybe the Joker was a little more nervous than I thought. The Joker demonstrates that he was prepared for his job interview by bringing his own unique version of a resume. For the Joker, it was a playing card with his image on it. That's one way to stand out, and I think it got all parties interested. When viewing the Joker card resume in high definition, I did not notice an email address or phone number that he could be reached at and followed up with after the job interview. That's a big mistake, and maybe the reason he wasn't hired. In conclusion, don't bring knives to a job interview.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.